This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the January 27, 2012 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine. I'm Natalie Pinchem. I will be reading a summary of an article on the cervical spine published today. Computed tomography-based determination of a safe trajectory for placement of transarticular facet screws in the subaxial cervical spine. A clinical article by Gregory Yost and colleagues. The French surgeon Raymond Roy Camille introduced transarticular fixation in the subaxial cervical spine in 1972. But the technique has not seen widespread clinical use. Nevertheless, laboratory investigations have shown screw purchase and segmental rigidity values to be similar to those achieved with the more widely used lateral mass screws. Given this potential for transarticular stabilization, the authors propose a safe transarticular trajectory for each level from C2 to 3 to C6 to 7. This trajectory is directed mediolaterally to avoid the nerve root and vertebral artery and approximately perpendicular to the sagittal projection of the facet joint. On the basis of their evaluation of 30 computed tomography scans, the authors report the entry site, mediolateral and sagittal angles, and screw length for each level. The proposed trajectory was also tested virtually on a different sample of 20 computed tomography scans, where a high safety profile was demonstrated. The article concludes with a discussion of pitfalls and pearls for the placement of transarticular facet screws in the subaxial cervical spine and highlights the relevant literature pertaining to this technique. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.